Philip Sam from Pierre, users and curious, today's date is 03/30/2026, dictation is 4. Miss Alicia Roldan. Roldan spells R-O-L-D-A-N. Alicia spells A-L-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 11/13/1987. This is a 38-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. Stated that she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. Comma says she decided to come in today because of increased pain. And the fever. It says she is taking some over-the-counter Tylenol for the fever, which she says help with the temperature, but it doesn't help with the pain, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports painful swallowing. Next line, she reports myalgia and chills. Next line, reports runny nose. Next line, she reports cough, says cough is productive of yellow sputum. Next line, she denies travel history, denies weight loss, night sweats or bloody sputum, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none, past surgical history, gallbladder removed, sinus surgeries. Next paragraph, social history, she endorses the alcohol use, open parentheses, occasional / social, close parentheses. She denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family histories, none. Next paragraph, the physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 107/81, and pulse 95, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx and uvula, no exudates present, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen non-distended, no guard, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, she has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number 2 is sore throat. Stress number 3 is acute cough. Strep number 4 is fever, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic today: strep, flu, and COVID. COVID and flu are negative, strep is positive. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication in the clinic today: nebulizer consists of atropine and albuterol times 1. Next line, Rocephin 1 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 to 25 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports no side effects on the medication and said she's beginning to feel a little better, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin 875 milligrams 1 PO, BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Tessalon 100 milligrams 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Motrin 800 milligrams 1 PO, TID, PRN for pain, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation. correction. She was also sent home with diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. This is for prophylaxis for yeast infection, she said, but she indicated she gets yeast infections after antibiotics. Period. Next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 7 days, number seven. End of dictation.